In a disapproving tone, the woman said, "I think I've made myself perfectly clear. You had better think about what I said."
"I'll file it away with all the other warnings you've given me," said the jeweler.
Then, seemingly remembering he had two customers, he turned to Geneva and Iris.
"Anything I can do to help you, ladies?"
"Oh, we're just looking," said Geneva, still feeling distinctly unwelcome. Iris, meanwhile, was gazing transfixed at the red-haired woman, as if struggling to place where she'd seen her before. Iris said only, "No, sorry. I just thought I recognized you."
"See, what did I tell you?" said Waddle, gesturing broadly at Iris. "The years have not dimmed your fame, Estelle. Everyone knows who you are."
The woman named Estelle laughed a hollow laugh.
"I don't care one way or the other," she said. 30 years may as well have been another lifetime ago. I have my collection of antique trains, and they are all that really matters."
"You ought to be proud of yourself," said Waddle. "You did more, traveled more, achieved more before the age of 30 than most people do in their whole lives."
"I never married, never had children," said Estelle.
Forgotten again. It was as if Geneva and Iris had disappeared from the store. Waddle studied Estelle quietly from across the counter. After an uncomfortably long silence, he said,
"You were engaged once."
"I prefer not to think about it."
Estelle drew her coat tight around her.
"In the end, I think we both got what we wanted. He wanted someone to pine after hopelessly, forever, and I?"
Waddle fixed her with a curious glare.
"What did you want, Estelle?"
By this time, Geneva was feeling decidedly uncomfortable. There had to be other jewelry stores in the area they could visit. Estelle gazed down at her shoes.
"What did I want? I wanted to be left alone with my trains."
Now eavesdropping, which she could hardly avoid, Geneva was left with more questions than answers. She wasn't one to snoop on others, not without good reason, and there was something odd about this pairing. She couldn't escape the feeling that Waddle was in love with Estelle. If Estelle noticed, however, she gave no sign of showing it. Just then, the door opened, and a woman wearing an absolutely enormous hat, a hat so big she could barely fit through the door, and adding to that, she was carrying a white Pomeranian in the crook of one arm. She wore a red dress with a large bustle of the sort that hadn't been in fashion for at least 100 years. Everyone glanced up at her, to which she reacted with an air of unconvincing surprise.
"I hope I'm not interrupting anything," she said. "Dirk, I need to speak with you privately, upstairs."